I'm here on a job site with Tim, who owns his own electrical contracting business.
Three employees and two work trucks.
Tim traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance. We're positively here where he needs us most.
They sure are.
With step-by-step help on all his insurance needs, all for shockingly low rates.
Shockingly low, huh?
Just a little bit of electrician humour. Do you get it?
I got it.
You know, it feels like we have a real connection. All right, I'll stop.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Enjoy this episode of Low Moon Origin.
Earl of Thomas. Earl of Mitchell. Earl of Mitchell.
Down my hair.
Thomas, the dark, the dark prince.
No. No. Ron, make a saving throw versus spell, dex bonus applies.
Oh boy.
I didn't do it.
Here we go, saving again.
Ouch.
Dex bonus applies, eh?
Alicia, saving throw versus spell, dex bonus applies.
No dex bonus.
At least my save is good. I don't think she needs it.
Ron, take 3 points of damage.
Ow.
I'm going to describe the effect in a second once I get everybody rolled.
There's something more.
Made it by a lot. I also have the magic resistance, if that makes a difference.
It does, roll percentile dice.
Was it fire?
No.
Protection from fire, okay.
Not bad.
There it is. Is it whatever Ren's doing?
Sherry, roll a d20. Save throw versus spell, dex bonus applies.
Three.
It's probably the one.
Oh, six.
Okay.
More magic resistance.
I had to guess.
And I made my save by a lot.
All right, so you'll take no damage.
The table, there's a cup of hot tea on the table.
Yeah, it's me.
Sherry, did you make your save?
Three. That's
no. So you take 6 points of damage.
Okay.
James, roll saves versus spell, dex bonus applies.
I asked Ariana if she loaded
it. Three, but should be actually no problem. I'll double check.
So my Dr. Jarrett's don't have
a yes, but dex bonus and the oil.
Okay, so you take 5 points of damage. Okay, so what happened was the water, which is now, listen, what happened was the water, which is now about 2 inches off the floor, reached up and struck those of you who were just rolling. Okay, so there was, not everybody was attacked. But all of those of you just rose, basically saw the water literally like try to smack you and latch onto you as if it has substance.
I just drew a connection.
I gotta get out of here.
Okay.
All right. We are melee 8.
I really want to be up off the ground.
Is it invisible?
Okay.
I mean, honestly, with your magic resistance.
She doesn't have a lot of magic resistance.
It's only 5%. It's not a lot.
I think it depends on your perspective.
No, it's a squizzing.
Again, I think it depends on your perspective.
It's one of those.
But her paper knows her place.
It's a matter of perspective, really.
But we were just joking. I was like, yeah, I don't think A is going to work for you. And she's like, me either.
Very
hot topic. Really. I guess it's self-aware.
It doesn't really work on anybody.
Do they still talk about marijuana now that it's legal?
Mealy 7.
Oh, I was 8.
About alcohol.
Mealy 8.
Yes.
Pop up and shoot a dude and run back.
Okay, so you're going to shoot from on the dais.
Well, like a
there is no water on the other than the little bit that was there from the aquariums that got busted. There's no water raising onto the dais yet.
I see the water attack them.
Yes.
Does it look like the water's like might be displaced or being disturbed by anyway by them?
No, is the water itself seem to rise up and attack?
There you go, Alicia. There's no water on the dais.
I'll just shoot someone then. Shoot a dude.
Right. So there is one guy that's coming around behind Leon that is not engaged. You could shoot him. You could shoot through the wall of fire. You could risk shooting somebody on the front line, but if you badly fail, you could shoot a friend.
I'll shoot the one flanking around.
Also, actually, shooting in melee is dangerous with the blaster because it doesn't have a 3 foot. It's when it hits, it has a 3 foot radius.
Yeah.
So you can, if you shoot an enemy that's in melee with a friend, you usually hit your friend too.
I'll shoot the one flanking Leon.
Okay, go for it.
That's gonna hit.
Okay.
Negative one.
Yep.
So five plus. There we go. So
8
times
2, 16. Okay. The blaster goes off, but he's still there.
I was worried about it exploding.
I'm used to shooting explosive things. Professional.
Well, yeah, I mean,
I have a bow that's
explosive. When he was right in front of me. They're much less, they're much more stable than laser weapons.
Okay. I'm a ranger.
They also have limited energy before they.
That was far from
he's about
ranger.
Done using it anyway.
I'm a sneaky ranger.
Wait, my blaster sounds so quiet.
I wish I had
so,
my shot.
I'm a ranger.
They don't go around the corners
on
the target. It's a D6 plus one.
A particular set of skills.
Sounds nice.
Skills that will make a man like you afraid.
Okay. Ow. That was melee 8, back to melee 7. Six.
Six.
Okay, so you're here looking that way. What is Lorelei doing in 6? I'll multitask.
I don't have any big booms. I'm thinking about casting ritual. Why? So then I could cast something defensive.
See, that's a good time to cast this spell even if you withdraw.
I already cast it.
I know, but just for future reference.
No, but it's 9 segments.
Okay. So it's minus 7 to start heading.
Okay, go with it. Okay.
I understand, but.
I'll try to do it as sneakily as a guy in a ceiling can.
Okay.
So it's still accurate that they could still attack out of the blade barrier, correct?
Say again? Who?
You can attack out, like, from inside the blade barrier to the outside, correct? But then,
yes.
Okay.
I'm thinking of putting the front line in a blade barrier. I don't think Victor's honor would allow that, though.
Yeah, it doesn't sound very honorable in that sense, but I think. Did you look at the description?
Yep.
Okay. Does it say you have, like, it has range?
Yeah, I think so. Pretty sure.
I was thinking it was summoned around the caster.
No, I can place it not
this
around me.
This fight on his own. No, it isn't.
She can basically pick the size.
Real me now.
She can spread it. Yeah, it doesn't have to stay with me.
But yeah.
Okay.
It has a range of 3 inches. So.
I haven't watched that in a while.
There are certain cases in which you could make good use of that.
I like watching people doing reactions on the series.
Well, I'm thinking with all of the waves that keep coming and coming and coming, eventually it's going to be Death of a Thousand Cuts.
Oh no!
Type of deal.
It seems like they're doing pretty well. Like,
and then progressively
it could be
worse.
Nobody's been hurt.
Is everybody going to die?
Or very little.
From this fight, we're all concerned.
Right, from this fight.
Everybody's
shot.
They're mostly not
going to
hit.
It's like one time. If at all.
Pretty much. Yeah, for now.
But it's also doing damage to them every time they try to attack or come to them.
The mysterious water.
The blade barrier.
Now you've got this water.
It never came out.
I can't do anything for the water on the floor.
Well, I was thinking of
with the spells that I have.
You know what spell could be useful? Part water.
She's got that part. So,
the one that
I have a question about the water.
Part water would not be useful.
I don't think the description answered my question.
The water would be painful.
It is continuing to rise. So the water is about 6 inches deep now.
But I could use the withdrawal to move deeper into things.
Is the water considered a living thing?
I mean, it shouldn't be. But it certainly doesn't have a sign or like a hit point total over it or anything. So,
it's attacking.
It is.
Or something is.
It is.
Well, the aboleth is attacking people.
We don't know if it's the aboleth. It could be these knuckleheads.
My money's on the aboleth.
It could be Aboleth Jr.
I don't even see
that. Yeah.
I don't even want to think about there being spawn here. Mrs. Aboleth head?
Oh, Mrs. Aboleth.
Okay.
This is the thoughtful noise.
Coming out of my aquarium, I'm feeling just fine.
You know, our cooking brain has a YouTube channel.
So.
Do they just have different random
so,
yeah, it always does that with all of it.
I should have enough range to place a paralysis back here.
Okay.
I think that's what I'll do for now.
I believe that. One of the ones that just has a certain number of inches.
It's 15, the range is 15 per level, or 1 per level, so 15 for me.
Yeah, it's 150 feet, so yeah. Easily.
I'd be able to easily get them.
Did you know that ordinarily it does not affect on deck?
Yeah, I'm in the realm of thinking they're not on deck.
You're pretty sure they're not on deck.
Yeah. So, I don't have much that I can do beyond actually going into melee, and I don't feel like going into melee.
You're in the minority.
It says non-living matter.
That's a pretty common one.
What? Disintegrate.
I wouldn't waste disintegrate on them.
No, not them. The water.
You could.
The problem is it's still rising, so even if you disintegrate a bunch of it, it'd probably still rise.
Yeah.
We'll just water. Slow it down.
Item the water.
Desiccate.
Somebody said that before, lower water. Right. And Arden says, even that, it still wouldn't be useful. Arden's down on that spell because he thinks it's underpowered for what it is.
Well, he was talking about part water. He said part water wouldn't be useful.
Oh, I thought he said lower water.
No, they said part water. So yeah, I'm gonna do a paralysis back here.
Took 10 minutes to cast, it'd be pretty useless too.
What are we doing?
Paralysis back in this cluster.
Okay.
How much water?
I won't get all of them, but.
What is casting time?
Admittedly.
All learning, everyone,
6 seconds.
Starting at 6 and ending at the end of the round.
Yes. Part water.
Unless I think it would be more beneficial to cast the withdrawal and then do everything I need to do.
We need to get across this river without. Touching the water.
I don't think 10 minutes. I would, if I were, other than this new water dilemma, which is going to put a clock on things, apparently, if that's even going to continue. But other than that, you don't feel pressed. I mean,
an hour and a half of your life.
They could do this for a while if they have to.
Yeah.
Instead of something like cold monster.
Mind you, the wall of fire will have a limited duration as well.
Here's the thing. Oh, wait, no. Sixth level? That's not even cold monster. Something.
That's why part of me was leaning towards the blade barrier, but we may need that as we go deeper.
Chain light.
Right.
Yeah.
Chain lightning. Anti magic. Project image. Those are the two sixth level spells I have.
Alright, I think I'm going to
move
forward towards the front line.
Okay.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Not that. I'm not that crazy.
Circumstantial.
Um,
Lorelei leaps over Taya's shoulder.
I don't have the dexterity for that.
And falls flat on her face.
Pretty much.
I've never seen
a and then...
I probably have. I just probably
can I cast a magic missile?
Sure,
I
know, if you...
Since it's little. Moved up and cast.
Yeah, it would walk the other round.
That's fine. Cup push.
It's like cupping the
phone. Can I phone a friend to help play my intelligence?
Cut and reason.
Share.
Running out of options.
I should have been on Saturday. So I said.
And it's I have limited booms.
I only have three.
If you count disintegrate, I have exactly two, maybe three offensive spells left.
After reading paralysis, I probably shouldn't take that spell anymore now that I'm good.
Yeah,
am I correct in this?
You should have led with disintegrate.
Would I think that the Avalith could be invisible?
Well, she disintegrated the Avalith with magic missile. Why would she need a disintegrate spell?
Clearly, it's not disintegrated.
What I think it might be invisible.
It didn't look like that. It looked like it disappeared on impact, which means it could have had a contingency to teleport away. It could have had a could have been an illusion that was dispelled by the damage.
Could,
if only you had seen something else, like. Damage it and how it had responded to the damage, you probably could have better gauged whether it might have been an illusion. But you
I would have seen his lightning.
You saw the lightning in the vicinity, but you didn't actually see it strike the Avalith. Just see how the Avalith responded.
Well, her lightning bolt hit it.
I understand.
Yeah.
Well, can I cast ball on the city?
What?
Can I cast ball on
whatever it hit disappears? Which better by much
yes, though. But not while moving.
Okay. That hindered my ability to do stumps and chains.
But I'm thinking of moving through and pushing.
You run it, move along the top of the ceiling. You know, your stuff has to be strapped on you. Stuff can fall out of your pockets, that kind of thing. But you can
might be useful.
Hang upside down and cast a spell.
So
all right, melee six.
Technically, we're on Oerth now, not Ravenloft.
Right.
So my magic should act normal.
Melee
according
five.
To Veronius, his temple's on order.
I'm in five. Lily
five. Okay. This guy right here is in five as well. And
I apparently can't
just,
do that though, because I'm in
he's
melee.
He's just gonna wrap on Leon. So now Leon has three.
Uh-oh.
One of which is significantly wounded.
And I only
is that
have
bigger
the one.
Guy anything significant? Or is he like another dude?
No, they all vary between 6 and 7.5 foot tall.
Okay.
I'm looking for
they're striking
like,
mighty blows, just not very accurately.
Apparently. I'm looking for like
do they look like people?
No.
No, they look like monsters. I described them originally as being like they somewhat have like they're scaly, they have fins, right. They think like a hobgoblin but crossed with a fish.
Oh,
yeah, they look slimy and they look not alive quite like
but
the guys outside.
On 2 feet.
Yes. On 2 feet.
Kind of
using
like
weapons.
Big stay away dudes. That?
On 2 feet using weapons. Growling and grunting.
Okay.
Gorkin is casting.
I also go on five.
Okay.
Oh.
I'm looking for disturbances in water or anything.
If I just move around a guy or something to try to get to where I'm adjacent to multiple opponents, would they still get an attack from him?
So if you're base to base with them and they're paying attention to you and you move past them, then yes, they would get an attack of opportunity. But this guy's actually engaging Leon, so you don't currently have one, so you could go all the way around if you chose to.
Man, I have multi-attack, so I just would like to be adjacent to more than one.
You're
yes.
Over here, and you can get plus two for flanking as well.
Okay.
We're not going to flunk flank. I mean,
this
Leon
is also the magical multi-image stack, so I will get four plus one images of myself.
Yes.
Yeah, flank him.
So you get multi-attack, and then you get multi-attack looks like the high multi U attack on multiple times.
You said I get plus two.
That is a very fair point.
Yep. What did you roll on dice?
I rolled a 5.
Pretty sure that's going to be a miss.
It looks like it's AC 5.
Better clarify for sure.
Mm-hmm. Hit. Roll AC 6 and I don't know for sure.
What? I mean, plus 2 for flanking.
Makes 7. The staff is magical.
Which would be 7, and then the staff gives me plus 2, which would be 5.
So you hit AC 5?
Yes.
Who
are
you flanking
with?
Only
you?
Just
oh, like
nice.
When I try. However, it's multi attack, so you can roll.
So I get flanking too?
Yes.
I psych that. It was 0. Outrageous.
And the multi image only happens if I hit.
My intelligence is 4.
Outrageous.
Multi image only happens if I successfully hit.
Correct.
A new. The
that's
new
a 16.
Movie is on,
so hit the second one.
Yeah, definitely. That's AC negative.
Backer 11 is what it's called.
4.
Crowd okay. Sword.
So, were your images?
5.
Okay, roll your damage. So, d6 plus whatever the
last is. Can she just keep adding on more images, or do
they only last one for the round?
Oh.
5 plus 2 is 7.
But she has multi attack.
Okay.
Can you imagine
that? Damage is 7.
Doesn't have to do with anything.
Mash she can hit twice in the same round. Uses that
but the images seven. Only last. For, oh, you mean like, could she summon a second set of images? No, it only does it once. Oh, it summons one set of images.
Can you imagine?
But anyway, so you
7 damage.
7 damage times 5 guys.
So plus myself. Every segment would be times 6.
Right. So 42 points of damage. So this guy's got
Master stroke.
And now there are 6 of me.
And for the moment, for the remainder of the round, there are 6 of you.
Is this only to the end of the round?
Yes. The last two. It basically creates a mirror image of you to the end of the round, and they also do damage. That's what it does. That's all of
them. I wish.
Well, if you were a mage, you might be able to have a mage staff like that.
A wizard could not
have one. Her betrothed like gave that would it to her.
It only takes one level, right?
Oh, no.
No.
Okay, that's because you have to use the staff instead of your sword. So you're losing
and a staff proficiency, probably.
If you were to give Jake a long sword like that,
dude, you already have a demigod sword. Get
my,
over
my
it.
My Thacker would take a
rather
melee 4.
Me. I was also in 5.
Spell goes off.
Go ahead, Ron.
All right, attack.
So, hey, I want your
most
sword.
Dead-like
you have a sword
one?
That makes duplicates.
Okay, she just killed the most dead-like one. There is one who's next
okay.
in line.
The guy's wrapping around on me, right?
This is the guy you were already fighting. He is the more injured of the two. This guy is moderately injured.
I have that snake vision.
Back
is it
the
working
right.
in here? Like, can I sense
it is
the guy
not
behind?
Now working because the ground is covered in water 7 right. inches deep.
Can I try to maneuver so the guy does not wrap behind me?
Yeah, I mean, they're just getting flanking.
Okay, sorry. Attacking the guy, -7.
Jake's late. I remember this one wizard lady had
I'm,
a staff.
I'm flanking the guy. I'm hitting the damage.
It doesn't matter.
Yourself.
You're not going to miss him.
But
you would have to roll a 1.
You have a sword like right. that. If so, I'll trade you this sword.
15
that.
Points.
Okay. He's still there.
Hmm.
And he will retaliate.
No,
he
not.
Will miss. Go ahead.
All right. I did not roll a 1.
I said her staff is
and weak. Max damage for 20.
Okay, he's gone. So hacked him down.
Murder.
So
the guy
you
behind
you
sat.
And 6 of me in front of you.
The guy behind you hit.
Sorry, because I went behind the two that were in front of you.
He hit you for 7 points of damage.
Really?
There's 6.
Yep.
No. The sword has quickly become part of Jacob.
Just hit a -6.
Or you can hit
him. Actually, your AC against him is not -6. But he would have hit a -6, but you didn't get a -6 because he's on your rear right, so you're not getting a shield, and he's getting +2 for flanking. So.
True.
But in any case, he hit more than enough to hit the -6.
How much damage was it?
7
six.
Points.
7
points.
6,
7. And you roll 11, 20.
7,
7. Save versus poison, I was going. Just roll a d20.
Boy. 4.
Okay.
Dead.
Nope, not yet. Okay. All right, and he's done, you're done, she's done. We're running out of people. Taya. Okay, you have many guys in front of you still.
Group up and
jeez. I just rolled a 2 and a 3 hit.
Something
done
that misses.
Yeah.
Zero,
yeah.
I mean, garbage
13. She's good, but not 13
damage.
Oh yeah.
He's a replacement, so he does not go down.
Can I hit him again?
You can. He'll try to hit you again.
16. You know,
failed again. So, what was the first one? 13?
13 is your magic.
Cool.
Still there.
Still there.
Yes.
They have more than 29 hit points.
When they're fresh, they do. Okay. The other guy on your right hand side is attacking you. And he missed.
So I think they have between 32 and 42 because I hit one for 42. Unless he was already dead.
He was mostly dead.
Shocking violet.
He said he was
missed by one.
Shrinking violet.
Okay, so he missed both times.
Shrinking violet. He's all dead. His pockets are being shrinked.
Did you see your text, by the way? Did you see the text that I sent you?
Oh, man.
He got a text.
What initiative are we on?
Text his phone is
4.
Oh,
okay, my spell is going off.
Oh, AJ has his phone. What? That's why he didn't see the text.
I read it.
I cast text the text magic.
You can read it on my phone if you want. You don't have to go so far.
Sure.
What was it?
Detect magic.
Okay. So you have detect magic up.
Anything standing out in the room.
Okay. All of the water on the ground seems faintly magical, but it is just faintly so.
Okay.
Just spell it.
I'll follow, man.
A couple of the weapons amongst the baddies are magical.
It says less than an inch.
I'll follow, Dan.
Okay. Do you have a method?
Yeah, WQS is clear. I mean, I could fall on the ground, wouldn't
I? You can, but you'll have to either go through a wall of fire or a rolling melee.
That's enough reason to get it.
We're talking about.
I do have an item.
That way.
And I do have a haste.
Yeah. Which the walls are just like smooth and
I mean, they're block. So they probably have cracks in the mortar, that kind of thing.
Is it enough that I could like run outside?
Yes, I do have a wall.
Run?
Item or
crawl? Climb? Kind of thing?
Or like I can like jump up a bit, get some elevation, and then like try and is there like enough that I can like hop on the sides?
No, not really. I mean, we're talking about bricks with little cracks in between the bricks. So
as a god mason,
is actually
probably. I mean,
high quality mason.
I'm looking like I'm going through it.
Yeah. I'm pretty quick. I just do a mad dash and I do it.
What? He's trying to run through the rank.
You're currently a human, so you'd have to undo the thing, and then that battle pike is pretty big for you.
Battle pike will be inside this human form, right?
It's true. Yeah, if he takes the amulet off, then the battle pike would be.
Far more than we weapon.
Anyway, I mean, you can try it. You're going to wind up basically having to dodge attacks. Is what's going to happen.
The battle pike will be in this Jaffa.
So, probably be easier to do it as a human than a human. Unless. Yeah. Unless I'm already.
Jaffa creep!
Actually, it's the other way around.
They're not large, right?
They're not considered large.
Why? But.
You're between 6 and 7 feet tall.
That's scary.
On average.
Eyes of water, fire,
yep.
What is.
If you don't want to miss any of the story, Low Moon Origins, Uprising, or Outsiders, like and follow our podcast. Please share it with friends. So you do see that Heronius is currently strolling toward the front line. So you could just go in his wake and look for an opening.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I'll do that. I'll hold Wait for Gap. And all of a sudden, you sleep, just...
No.
Or Wait for Gap, or I'll be, like, resting, like,
what? Why are we moving by?
Very good. What do you need to set it up?
Okay. You just have any fours? Is it before I go on? Nope. All right.
When does your spell go off?
Okay. I almost already did. Okay, so here,
and the wall of fire, of course, is magical. Okay, Veronius goes through the edge of the wall of fire, and it kind of repeals back a little bit.
You set out a VPN.
Yeah, a VPN, yeah.
I'm a good one.
Car charger. Apparently, you can use it in the car while you're driving.
As much as we think it matters, it really doesn't. If the government's looking at you, they're going to see it.
Or while someone else is driving and you're in the passenger seat. Probably better.
Okay, so Heronius hacks down one of the guys on his right. The other guy attacks him. So this is how that develops. Are you watching, Tommy?
Yeah.
This is how it develops. He moved us forward. Fire's there. So there's a hole here to get past the wall of fire. There's a guy over here, guy here, guy here. So if you went that way, there'd just be the one guy here that you'd potentially have to avoid. Then when you get up here, you're going to have to go, this guy's probably, his attention is that way. So then this is what you'd be facing.
I'll make it right for it.
Okay. So, this guy will attack you. Roll your dodge.
Beta.
Okay. What is your current AC?
6.
Okay, so he would have hit you had you not dodged. And you break through the line. You come this way, checking to see if this guy's paying attention. He's not. So you pass there. Okay. There is a gap here. And you can just, like, bolt for it.
Pretty quick.
You're hoping. Okay. Two of them are attacking you on the way by. First one attacks and would hit. Dodge.
Nope.
12 points. Maximum damage.
Ouch.
What do you say?
Well, I'm good.
Okay. The other guy attacks and would hit.
Not bad at squishing his people.
Can I hit again? 8 points.
Okay.
Oh, is that weird?
Okay. Then you're going to go here. Check to see if this guy's paying attention. He's not. So you go there. Check to see if this guy's paying attention. You are in front of him. He's still, but he's not. All right. So you broke into this rank. Okay. So you run right for the middle, I assume.
Yeah.
Check and see either one of them. If they will try to intersect. Okay, two of them both try to intersect you. Okay.
Does he see me?
Would miss.
Or do I see?
No, because you're further ahead of him than this already. You're already around the corner. They would miss. So, okay. When you get there, you'll be able to see Ren on the ceiling of the hall over here.
Okay.
Oh, did you get your slippers back?
Yeah.
Okay, so I took that a little out of order, but that's what's going to happen. All right, back on fours. So Lorelei did see Heronius push past the wall, push past the wall of fire and Apis here. But again, you could go in there. There's a guy here, a guy here.
Okay.
Okay, we're in three, nearly three.
Next trigger point for this thing.
Yeah, but you've got an extension cord right here. I can plug that in.
What?
So next trigger point for this, the end of the round or next round?
I'm just going to have to keep track of how far ahead you are, basically, because just beyond there is a large room that you're going into, and that's essentially the encounter. Once you get into that room, she's already engaging. So that's kind of immediate. But right now you'll be...
It's mine.
less than a round ahead of Ryan. That's where you're at.
It actually feels really good.
Okay, nice. You just gotta tie it around your neck,
right? Melee two.
Things, so you can sit like this.
Okay, this guy's gonna break through the firewall.
You can also put it on your
lower. Yasmin has somebody coming up behind her. Two of them, actually.
Oh no, Jasmine has somebody coming up behind
her. I'll assume you turn around since you don't have anybody to fight in front of you. Are you listening, Alicia?
Yeah, sorry. Yes, I'll turn around.
Okay.
Me and my armada of myself.
Hit, but... Is it you? That's the question. There are six of you total, right?
Yes.
Okay. You're number one? It is number one. Congratulations, you've managed to be struck. And your stone skin is now gone.
Don't do the heart.
You can just make some more next round.
For a split second, you went, oh, he's not going to hit me. Oh, run!
What are the chances?
Chose the right one.
It's probably that direct. Probably just tried to hit everybody and just happened to hit one that mattered.
Hits the other ones, they disappear, right? Is that how that works?
Yep.
They hit the...
Great. Each one that's hit is gone, yeah. Alright. Melee 2. Melee 1.
My
end of the round.
Magic missile goes off.
Okay. Who were you targeting?
Yes.
One of the ones in front of Iphis.
Here or here?
Go to the...
This one is also shared by Taya.
I would do the side towards Heronius.
Alright. Damage?
That's where I would have been looking at. So I get 1, 3, 5, 7, 9, 11, 13, 15, so it's like, what,
8? That's a lot of missiles. And
I get 6, 7, 4, 5, 6, 9. That's 5? Okay.
It's like 12. Moving, it looks like it's alive.
Yeah, it's a neck massager.
Two more. 12.
15.
It's just a bunch of like...
15 plus 8 is 23.
Okay,
like a bunch of big insects in there that are trying to break down.
You put it under your shirt. It would look like that alien thing from the Alien movie. Or under one of those, put it under one of those fake bellies that with pregnant bellies that people wear. Put it inside there.
I don't need one thing.
but you couldn't put your that inside your belly.
Get in my tummy.
You need a lot of ketchup.
Need a lot of ketchup.
Yeah, this is a lot better than that handheld thing that I would put in that spot.
I sat in one of the massage chairs at the mall once just to see what it was like, and I was like, oh, that's so creepy. I only did it once. Okay. End of the round. New initiative.
My images disappear.
Yes. Start new images. You need to attack so you can get more images.
Alright.
I still want this water gone.
Me too. Both guys in front of me are injured, correct?
I will share with the party that the water is...
Two of the three in front of you. One is shared with Taya.
Gotcha.
And, the one to the far left is the only one that is not injured.
Not alive.
This one's not injured. Gotcha. This one's injured. This one's injured. This one's injured.
Yeah, she's dispelling magic.
Who is?
She would dispel magic, so that would work.
I don't even have the spell. Isn't that crazy? I have so many spells, I do not have a spell magic.
Heat!
You think that would be one that is kind of high priority? Never came up.
So there's hot, cold elements.
Probably heating elements.
Sort of electric. Melee 9.
And I am... Melee 9 would be me.
Okay, Victor first.
And I am putting all three attacks on the unwounded guy.
Okay.
I did not intend on shield parrying this round because I intend on shield bashing if I can manage it.
You might well, because you have
to use
hit for 12.
Okay, still there. It will return fire.
When's the last time I got to rest and memorize spells? Days.
Or 12.
I can only transfer memorization only.
I didn't tell you to transfer to memorize.
Missed.
I wasn't prepared for this.
It's a very good spell, that.
You shouldn't have been so critical about the 12. You're like, crap, 12 is crap, yeah, and now you got nothing. I know, but now you got nothing. Now you got zero damage.
Our dispel magics work the same. We displace the magic instead of destroying
it. Your d20 standing up for his little brother.
Yeah.
He's like, go pick it on my little brother.
I'm a cleric of magic.
All right, anyway, he's still here, unfortunately. This guy will attack you. Missed.
Dispel evil, actually.
And missed, which means... Question. We'll get your shield back.
Yeah, the only question is whether or not she's focusing on it, which it doesn't seem as if she is.
Don't think that you could cast a spell magic while you're running through a horde of...
The nines.
Fun time nines. In nine.
Okay.
I
could just go withdraw.
If you fly...
In melee.
I mean...
Yeah. Yet.
Roll a d20.
I'm in nine as well.
There's way too many beefy people in front of me.
Eight.
Okay, you did see Ryan go pick his way through the pack and take off down the
Seven.
Hall.
Quite skillfully.
You didn't see anyone else, but you saw him.
Mm. Okay,
so stealthy.
If you fly along the ceiling, you could go over the whole thing. This is a 20-foot ceiling. This is a 40-foot ceiling. So you could go up here along the ceiling.
Pair of those.
Like this. You go that way. They don't have missile fire, so...
Or spears.
Spider climb
boots. They don't really have spears.
They're slippers.
Hand weapons.
You look really funny wearing
D4 plus.
I think Ren takes them on and off.
Hey, Dad.
Yes.
What are those guys back there?
Can you try it?
Same.
Yeah. They're just guys?
Yes, they just
guys. Are they standing or are they running?
It doesn't hurt.
They're advancing. No, none of them are running.
This one?
They will advance again in their initiative.
We're still
not getting that back. Yeah, I was pointing it down. Yeah. Is it like bouncing and hitting you, or
it gets enough scatter that
my eyes are sounds like this?
It was covered by FSC. I could buy another one.
Which is like, can you please?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Okay.
It's matter, Josh. It's only that'll be fine.
Laser point.
It's something you get used to.
I'm not using laser point.
Or
it's awesome. Kind of things that like hurt.
My shoulder is really tight too. So
I will warn you in the future.
Okay. Yeah, certain parts of me that was actually like playing off of me.
What's wrong?
12 damage.
Twice.
I think if you use it in
twice, right?
Oh, can I shield parry both of them?
Oh no, you did 12 again.
Yeah, 12.
Okay, so that's the total. Okay, that you did kill. We'll assume you got this guy. So
and then oh, 5 foot step forward. Into that space.
Ha ha! Yeah, because there is wall right there. Or there is floor right there.
So, I'm trying
this guy could fight. He could bust through the line. There's even a gap.
There's one in the mall. Tries to go past, I'll try and deal with
it. Deal with it, yep. Okay.
There's no such thing as a opportunity attack.
And it lands on top of me.
Nope. Okay. Okay, and nine, water.
Yeah.
All right, so Victor, save versus spell, dex bonus applies.
I go in nine.
I need it more on my
shoulders. Nine!
No problem.
3 points of damage. Taya, save versus spell, dex bonus applies.
17.
1 point of damage.
I knew about it. It was only $50. It's not like it was super expensive.
Lorelei, save versus spell, dex bonus supplies.
Spell.
It
would be funny.
More people?
Not a problem.
Maybe a little. Okay. 4 points of damage. And you can't cast this round, obviously. Jasmine, save versus spell, dex bonus supplies.
Made it.
2 points of damage. Roll magic resistance.
42.
2 points of damage.
That happens from time to time.
Leon. Save versus spell, dex bonus supplies.
7.
What?
But dex bonus makes a pass.
Okay, 5 points of damage.
I didn't like swimming. That's so Arden likes gummy stuff.
I do. I do have messed up teeth.
Okay.
Probably because we'll
gummies?
Sour candy. I shouldn't use to take care of my teeth. I don't like sour candy too bad.
And I have
okay. Bad genetics for it.
Mealy 8.
Oh, I was still 9. I said it, it's just... So, can I like hide around the corner or something? Because those guys probably know I'm there.
I mean, once you're down there, you're going to see he's going that way. There's nobody in the hallway between you, so
yeah.
Unless you're going to let him leave you behind, you have to follow him.
Okay, I'll do that.
It's going to go. It's opening out into a large room. So basically, she got there first. He's one round behind her. You're about a half a round behind him.
Can I use this on the way?
Yes, but it will slow you down.
That's fine. I'm in zero digit hit points. I probably should.
Okay, go for it.
How does it work? I started this fight at 27
times
points.
However many dice are in the bottle.
Yep.
Does Ryan rebuy himself? So it's times the number left in the bottle.
When you take them out, yes.
So sorry. If I did 2, it's just times 2 or times 5 because it's 5 in the bottle.
Times 5.
Okay. So make sure I'm doing that right.
This it'll never be times 5 again, so make sure you're taking out the right number of dice.
Yeah, I forgot
to. What'd you roll?
3.
Oh, jeez.
Times 5 is 15.
Yeah, I should have known.
Yeah.
How many do you have one good night of rolling?
That's why I'm saving mine to use them all at once, like one big shot.
Yeah, I'd heal 25 if I did that.
That's all I got about
it. I rolled 10.
I rolled 25.
You rolled 12.
I mean,
let me do it again. I'm going to roll 12 again just to, just to prove a point.
Give me 11, watch.
Nope, 8.
8.
Still 3 times better than what I rolled.
Okay. Right. You want to drink the rest of it?
Okay, Heronius.
Heal my 9 hit points.
Yeah, be careful about mixing potions in your belly.
That's the same potion.
Doesn't matter.
It does.
It's a little, it'll make it less of an issue because we went through that before.
It's still an issue.
Okay, Heronius defeats one in front of him, and the other one will attack him back.
You want this back?
Yeah,
I was just letting you
try it. That's
gonna
be worth it.
That's gonna hit.
Probably give you like degeneration.
The demigod has been injured.
That would be incredible.
I mean, he was diseased, so I'm not thinking
he's not impervious.
I could use regeneration.
Impervious is just
he's still her ring.
Okay.
I don't actually like that.
I don't think
her betrothed
would like that.
I am the Great Imperator.
Wait for scissors.
I can have a 43 minute switch.
My name is Impervious.
So just so you're aware, Becky,
do I need them? No.
She does have an open path to the corner at the moment.
Okay.
Because the one that was here just crossed over the wall of fire. And so it is feasible on your initiative to move to the corner. Or if they all come up a little bit, you might be able to get even all the way back here, but then there are rear issues.
I'm not super worried about them hitting me.
But that was melee 8, ending 8. Beginning 7.
7.
Okay. You have one guy that you are facing. Face to face on one guy. There is out to your left some people who have come through the wall of fire and are facing off with Jasmine. She is by herself.
Okay. I'll try
so
to
this
dispatch
is you.
This guy quickly.
One there. There's 3 here.
So if I dispatch this guy, I will move to assist Jasmine.
Okay, go for it.
First attack is straight up, -6.
Hit, of course.
For 18 points.
He's still there, and he will attack back. And he will miss. Okay.
Second attack is -16 for... Max damage of 21.
He's gone. You hacked him down.
I will begin moving to assist Jasmine.
Oh, man. And you have to undo all that?
Okay. So you at least be able to get there to divide attacks.
That's character.
You already attacked twice, so.
Character.
Well, back then, I think you're probably more impressive than she is, so probably 2 on you, 1 on her.
I'm just trying to take some attacks away from her.
Right.
Successfully.
This is like the most strong, lean version of Leon ever. He's like, you're probably not wrong. It more impressive.
Like different sizes of his head with different temperatures.
That was seven, finishing seven.
Or it's like six or seven copies of her.
Six.
Oh,
melee six.
Poison
I could probably bring it back tomorrow even when I can go get
it. I just give it back to him for
a trip.
Melee five.
Okay. Going.
All right, go ahead, Taya. You've still got. There are two in front of you. One of them is shared with Ipis, and then there's one to your left that was shared with Victor, but Victor just stepped to the left, leaving a gap. So you could step to the left and block both of them, so none, so they can't get through.
Okay.
Okay. And then you may attack one of them now.
Attack the one on the left.
Okay. He is injured.
Hit him for 11.
Okay, he is still there. He will return fire once and miss.
Intensity button.
I hit him again. 17.
And he goes down.
Low. Right?
I think it has three. Mm-hmm. It feels there's three different ones. There's three lines.
One will step up to fill that spot.
I think he will have to go in the highest one.
And attack. And miss. And the guy in front of you on the right will attack. Miss and miss. Iphis. Ooh, Iphis is getting hit.
Oh, Iphis!
How could you, you dirty scoundrel?
More like I heard.
Okay. And. Guys on Leon.
Kings of Leon.
One for each. Missed. Missed. Guy on Jasmine gets two because he attacked last round. So, first one. Would hit.
She has five.
She has not attacked yet this round. Is that correct?
Correct.
So you are being hit.
I go. My initiative is 4.
You're being hit for 10 points of damage. Interested in giving financially to Low Moon and support the campaign? Text LMGIVE, that's LM Give, to
419-419-0095. Okay.
Also roll a d20.
8.
Okay.
Spell save?
Yeah.
Makes it by 2.
Okay.
Oh. You're not charmed.
Alright. And you can go ahead and attack back. And they are 2 within reach. You can attack them both. That's going to hit?
Yep. And hit.
And hit. Okay.
D4. 1. There are 3 of me. Damage. 5 again, 7.
One better
than me. And the other guy.
Oh.
That's 21 on him.
Also 5.
And 21 on him. Okay, she kills both of them.
Blech, blech.
Very impressively. All of a sudden she becomes 3 and both of them, both sets, all 3 of them hit both bad guys.
I can kill them both.
Okay.
Apparently I can do the melee combat thing.
Yep.
This just whole don't get time, hit. You've been doing this.
You can also be careful not to fight things that have a much better AC. Because you don't hit, you don't get the doubles. Okay. That was all in 4. Alright. So to be clear on timing, Arden, you will be 1 round behind Ryan in entering the next room. 1 full round behind. So it goes Millie. Then half a, or then Millie, then 1 round Ren, then half a round Ryan, then 1 round you.
Okay.
I'm going to move so that I can get through.
Okay. You can try to skate the back line if you want. They are kind of surging forward some.
I will.
Okay.
I'm not horribly worried about being hit.
Well, I mean, if they hit you, they'll stop you probably.
Well,
I understand, they get a -7. Negative a lot to hit
me. -7.
If they are subject to a dispel evil spell.
If they're evil.
Which means they have to be summoned creatures from another plane.
Oh, that's
evil?
Not just any evil.
evil summon creatures from another plane, specifically.
Wow. It's and, not or.
Why isn't it dispel summoned evil?
So the dispel is what happens to them. They go back to their other plane. The evil is what they have to be. So you can't just dispel neutral or good beings by accident, basically. So far, none of them have noticed you.
That's good.
Okay, so this guy notices you, but by that time you already have some reach. He's not going to pursue. All right? So you've got two guys here that can obviously see you. Are you just basically going to try to run and stay with them as much as you can?
Yeah.
Okay. So they obviously do see you. See if either one of them goes after you. No, neither one of them is going after you. They're staying on course.
They just have to worry about the line.
Yep. And by now, actually, this line is probably up here, so I forgot to move them up some, probably more like this. So, you pick the best gap, which means you'd only have to deal with two of them at most.
Okay.
Make a run for it. Guy on the left is going to try to hit you. Guy on the right is not. Okay? Guy on the left tries to hit you. He would hit. He's going to do 7 points of damage. Do you have a stone skin or anything?
Nope, I was not fortuitous enough to have one of those.
Yes, okay. So, assuming you you were just trying to slip past him as quickly as possible, I'll give you just a straight dex check. If you make it, you're on by. not your great forte, I know, but...
No.
Okay, so basically you're here, and he's here.
Okay.
Okay. So, I mean, you can break off and try to run again at next opportunity, but that's how far you've made it.
Or just whopping him in his stupid head.
He looks rather undamaged. Well, I mean, he's got holes in him and stuff, but other than that, rather undamaged. Okay. Again, that was pretty much the end to the end of the round. So, any threes? Any twos?
No, I think
the any ones? Okay. New initiative. And by the way, James, a little gap did develop there. So you actually could go up here and choose.
On my wish list, the next thing that I want is one of those wraparound heating pads that sits over your shoulders and down your back.
I rolled a 8. I'm assuming I'm writing down the thing all the way.
You don't have to roll. You'll have to roll the first round that you decide what you're doing in the next combat or in the next engagement. Which is going to be soon, because if it gets to be too many rounds, people are probably dead in that room. So, there's that.
I'm trying. I just don't have these fancy movement abilities. I just have, plod and stab.
That's fine.
He's wading through their corpses. The water is about a foot deep, by the way, for those of you who are keeping track of that. Melee 9.
Sounds like you just need to run more.
Nines.
So I'm free of that.
Victor, saving throw versus spell. So I'll just tell you who it is. It's Victor, Taya, Leon,
Iphis.
Heronius. I'm sorry, Iphis. That's Iphis. This is Leon. Leon also, but not Jasmine.
Hold on, you guys got a demigod on your side. You can do this.
Made it.
Okay, so made it. Made save. It for you is 3.
I have to roll a save.
Jasmine does not have to roll a save.
Oh.
Okay. I said not
Jasmine.
What
save is it?
Spell. Taya.
Favorite spell.
4 points, Ron.
15.
Made my save.
Okay, 4 points.
Whatever happened to the to send?
Made save is half damage. She turned invisible and you have not seen her since.
Oh, half of... What, you
told me? We think she can go fire.
She made the wall of fire, though. But other than that.
We haven't actually seen her.
Right.
We have to go. Taya?
Yes. And you made your save.
Yep.
Take 2 points of damage. Iphis.
I probably should have told Iphis to follow you. That would have been far wiser.
Iphis, get over here!
Okay. And then Heronius. He rolled a 1 on his save.
Tactically, it would be more sound.
I
already got Leon, right?
Seen you run through.
Yep.
4 points.
I don't think I would have even seen you run through if you were behind me.
I was to your side.
What?
Okay.
Dan, can Leon say something?
Always.
Does this water resemble the water that we were, the tentacle water that we were fighting on the shore of that lake?
I mean,
the way it rose up and attacked us?
In some sense, yeah, it's activated water, so yeah, so similar.
I think we fought water like this before.
Well, you have. You were alone, right?
No.
No.
Jack oh, no, on the shore. On the shore. You're right, you're right. On the shore. I was thinking about red. Down below.
A lot of people saw it, but when he was at the shore.
Yeah, those who were there before definitely think it seems similar.
I'm saying it out loud. This resembles the tentacles I fought under the water at the lake.
Yeah. All right, so we're melee 9, melee 8, melee 7, melee 6.
Wait.
All the people with really high initiatives didn't
go
this round.
Where the water is coming from?
It's just it seemed to be initially coming out of all the puddles that were sitting around low spots, basically. It looks like a raised water effect. That's how that works.
Do I roll? I'm assuming
in some
I roll.
Sense, it's being created, essentially.
Assuming I roll initiative because I'm with that guy?
Yes, definitely. Okay, yeah, we're at six. Sixes?
Me. I still got one there?
You have two, actually.
Okay.
One that is significantly wounded. That you badly wounded him last time.
Okay.
But you did not kill him.
Take him
down for it. Go for it. Roll it.
Well.
Definitely a hit.
17.
Down he goes. He will be replaced. You could fight. You could step into his spot in the meantime, but you would be leaving a bigger gap between you and Ivis. So you'd be stepping forward to the left.
Or stay there and keep the line.
Or stay there with him.
Yeah.
You don't want to? Okay. All right. Then you still have one attack you could take on the other guy if you want.
Okay.
He's gonna attack you, and you're not
is
gonna.
Is Amara
kill him.
Just standing there?
Yes. Well, as far as anyone knows, no one's looking. So, here, I'll remove her, so you're not distracted by the mini on the board. Okay.
I missed.
Missed. That's terrible. He missed you too.
Sometimes you just roll away.
He missed you twice.
Sometimes my roll is.
Come on, people, miss me. I've got shield parry.
Ipas finished off the one in front of her. There's one to fill the gap, however, and there's one to fill the gap in front of you as well. Their ranks are thinning, but there's still quite a few of them. Okay, the one that filled the gap on Ipas hit her, checking for evasion. She evaded. The one that filled the gap on Taya hit.
It's not me, but
take 12.
I'm casting. I made up my mind.
Alright. There's nothing attacking you, so. Well, no, wait. There could have been water, but the water didn't attack you. So, that was a mistake. Should always attack the mages.
Oh, yeah. That would have been really bad.
1 point.
That's all it takes.
Stuff's gone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, we're in melee time. 6 is where we're at right now. Is that you?
No.
Any other sixes?
Oh, man.
Yes, sir.
I'm really moving.
Okay. Yes. So you don't have to roll initiative right this second. You're coming in one full round behind
Ryan.
So right, when we get to Millie has 3 rounds, I'll have to stop and do that for a minute to get them engrossed in it. 3 rounds might be enough to get her killed.
I'm not resurrecting her again.
I refuse.
I have
even though she's trying to complete your atonement.
Yep. She was resurrected. That is a great miracle.
Yes,
you need to be smart with it. That is Lorelai's thing.
Hey, she might just stun the big bad evil guy.
Okay.
Maybe it timed out.
Everything worth being called big bad evil guy is a new discount.
Big bad evil guy, weakness.
Theronius kills the guy in front of him, but breaks his sword in the process.
So on to the next
stop
time.
Doing structural damage with your sword.
So he is
a medium bad evil guy at best.
How many swords he got left?
Yes, 2 left.
Thanks.
I'm drawing another.
He needs a cudgel.
Is that what that's called?
I have a maul.
Absolutely. For one of
although he uses that. Swords, not mauls, but he gets.
I don't know. I know. Sorry, I was talking about the city club.
Stupid monks.
They're not mini monsters like that, but they are one of them.
Monk mall, mall monk.
Is that even anything they
like
can
a
use?
Mall cop?
At least that's how.
But instead, it's a mall monk. Or a monk mall. Oh, it's pretty smart.
The whole is already attacked by them.
Okay.
Five.
Yes, I'm just saying one thing here. It's gonna happen. Okay, we're not quite there yet. Five. Melee five.
Deep underwater.
Okay. Okay. In melee five, Heronius. See, Iphis is there. Taya is there. Okay, so Taya is probably the only one who sees it. No, Jasmine. Jasmine would clearly see it. And Leon. So Leon, Jasmine, and Taya clearly see that Heronius draws the new sword, and then he staggers back slightly, as if he's been struck by some kind of invisible force. And then you see, he winks into a glowing ball of yellow light, and the ball of yellow light shoots back, passes through the wall of fire, and goes out through the portal.
Great.
What?
He's fine.
No, not that sword.
Oh no, he got a cursed sword out of the treasury, out of the armory.
He's fired.
Okay. And we're at melee five, going to four.
Four.
Okay. Jasmine's in four, casting spell.
Yep.
What are you casting?
Limited Wish.
Okay.
Two segments.
All right. So it'll go off in two. Prepare your wish. Any other fours? Most of the melee's been done.
I'm also four.
What's the proper wording to get myself to?
You would have to ask Lord
Hans the back in I wish my spells back. Usually you just say, I wish my spells back.
My spells!
What god are you asking?
Wizards across the universe now.
I'm trying to bash him if I have to combat him, I will. But
okay, what is your initiative?
Four?
Okay. So.
Spell.
So what we'll do is I'll say
spells, please.
If you roll a dex check, you break away and just go.
Can I get different spells?
If you fail the dex check, you can still break away, but you'll get a free hack.
Like the actually
he's a hack.
Yes, that's exactly right.
So you're still going.
Yep.
Okay. All right. And he gets a free hack as you go. You're faster on your feet. So if you choose to go, there's nothing he can do about it.
I know.
But
please.
As you start to move away, you have to leave a defensive opening. So.
Right.
And he'll miss.
I'm guessing
it might be. Gives it to him.
I believe it's two.
Has a reputation for doing that and not blowing people.
Alright, so you have made it through. Alright, so assuming you're following up on them,
yeah.
You are one full round behind Ryan. Or behind
Dorkian.
Marked down somewhere so we know. So here, I'll do it like this. Alright, so Millie's first.
Maybe you should try and do breeding medicine.
So the half a round behind is
Ren.
A full round behind Ren is Ryan. And one round behind that is you.
Dorkian.
Okay, one more alive. But he was. Arden, were you one full round behind?
Yeah.
You said the one person round behind
the person in front of you. Okay, so it's Millie, Ren, Ryan, Dorkian, Lorelei. That is an interesting assortment of characters.
I'm a round behind.
Oh, good. Awesome. I love it.
I don't know where Dorkian's mini went.
I know, but.
There.
I am the same distance from you as I am Ren.
Yep. Millie's there.
I'm pretty sure I left.
Ren's there.
The same round you did. So you probably
take
that into
account.
Did we,
You fly at walking speed.
Right. So, I'm saying that's why I'm around behind him.
Yes.
He was saying he was really fast.
Yes.
So I'm three times normal running speed.
Yeah.
Right. But he's he totally ignored all barriers, and you did the thing all over the place, got smacked up, and drunk a potion. So, okay, yes, I tried to, it's fairly general, but that's how it works out, so just the way reality is.
Done with four?
Okay, are we done with four?
Yep,
we got three.
I'm in three.
You got a guy in front of you.
I'm casting a spell behind you.
Okay, just the one guy?
Yep.
Threatening us?
Yep.
Alright, what happened to the lady person?
What lady person?
Might be the most dangerous noble lady person.
Nobody knows for sure.
Nobody
because
knows.
No one was keeping an
Nobody
eye on her.
Attention.
I took her off the map so as to no longer distract, so people would realize no one's paying attention to where she's at.
That's Veronius's business.
Well, it was.
I mean, she's like 13.
Who was
so
the lady person?
Probably should have been. He decided to bring her down.
Princess.
Yeah, she had a priest.
Amara.
She'll be fine. The guy for me?
Yes, sir. Go.
She may have taken him back.
Natural 20.
Definitely. He is significantly wounded, by the way.
Now he can take 18 points.
That's enough. He's gone. Okay, there's no one on this side of the line or wall of fire. In surveying the scene to check that, you realize you do not see Ren. You haven't seen Millie in a while. You don't see Wilma Tosen. You don't see Ryan. You don't see Dorkian. You don't see Princess Amara or the priest that they saved.
Or
Lorelei.
We watched her.
And you saw Heronius fly off.
Looked like he got hit by something. I think something's invisible.
Or summoned. Shoved back through the portal somehow.
This spell's good.
So Taya's not here?
Taya's here.
Taya, can you see anything invisible through your sword?
She's kind of fighting.
She's actively in a massive melee.
So take your time for a second. Sound like I'm asking you to move the mountains.
Daddy needs a tree stump.
I'll go help Taya.
I was saying you're no longer pressed, so you could call. You could move in, like to here, and start shooting bad guys at point blank.
I'm going to.
You probably do more damage with a bow than with a sword, at least more rapidly.
Wait until my spell goes off.
It's pretty close to being.
Is it? Like you get more bow shots.
Three shots around.
I get three shots around.
You could run back to the portal and see what's going on the other side.
I'm assuming whatever hit him probably dispelled him. Just like she was trying to do it. But I'm going to. Is there any advantage to being able to climb on the wall? I'd be out of the water.
Yeah, the water's about a foot deep now. Shin deep.
I probably couldn't hit anybody if I was being on the wall.
The wall of fire is burning very fitfully because it is on the floor, which is in the water.
If I'm on the wall, do I think my snake vision might kick back in?
As much as the vibrations are striking the wall, yes.
Okay, I'm going to instantaneously cast Spider Climb.
Oh, awesome.
And I'm going to climb up on the wall, switching back to my bow.
Okay.
Great spell for Ranger Man.
Great spell.
The instantaneous part is nice.
Yep.
Yes,
so
it
you
is.
Have Spider Climb up. You're going to go up the nearest wall, so like here, basically.
Work on that instantaneous
thing? Okay, so you're up here. You don't have to go the full height of the wall, the fire wall of fire, to be able to see through it because it's burning very fitfully. So you only have to get about like 10, 15 feet off the ground, and you can see through it clearly.
There you go.
The ceiling here is 40 feet high, so you'd have to go up. But right there, you'd be in point blank range.
Okay.
You see straight down at
them. Put him on
the
thing.
Blood brushes to my head. Make it a headache.
You into two bow.
That's what I'll do.
Okay, so he's hanging right here.
Hopefully.
Check out Amal Dan Inc. for incredible opportunities to support the ministry.
The arrows don't fall on my quiver.
So I'll let you fire your normal rate of fire, but it will be in melee initiative. Because you're switching to the bow and moving up there this round.
That's generous.
Still got a bunch of water in there.
Thank you.
Okay. And check your character sheet and see if anything loose and falls out of your pockets.
Five.
I don't have anything in my pockets.
Did your helmet fall off your head? Do you have a helmet? Does it fall off your head?
I don't have a helmet.
Chin strap.
Again, the only thing I'm worried about is the arrows in my quiver.
I just thought of a cool magic item. You can get a helmet, and it has a chin strap. And whenever you put the chin strap on, you get spider climb. That'd be cool.
It's a very U item.
Yeah.
No, to activate the spider climb, their magic boots, you have to lick your hand and rub wipe the heel. Soul, just like the basketball players do.
Yeah, because like, and nobody ever discovers it. They like wear them for like until they fail a saving throw. Every and now use it.
Yeah, so they walk through.
And they have a cursed side effect that when you go around, people always call you a bootlicker.
Ah.
So wherever you're at, like people call you like 50 times a bootlicker. Why do they always call me? I don't lick my boots. You never learned to use your spider.
I lick my hand. Awesome. My hand.
Okay,
two. Assassination.
Two.
My spell goes off.
Okay. Well, what did you cast?
I wish my spell's back.
Okay, wish my spell's back. Okay.
And it is the variant, so spell saves keep it in memory.
Right, and you can have it in memory, or is it above what level you can normally cast?
Probably
hesitation. It is above my normal memorization.
Okay, so if you get it back, you will have to immediately cast it again. You can't hold it.
Okay. That'll be fine. I'll just dispel the water.
Careful what you say with that. You can bring her own.
Made my spell.
Okay, same. So the spell comes back.
Don't you have to roll a d6?
Oh, wait, you have to roll the d6 still, though.
Which for my items. Oh. While you're at it.
Because it's d6 words to start with, right? How's it work?
It's less than, limited to 6 words.
Okay.
You roll it in 6, and if you roll higher than the number of words you use,
then it doesn't come back.
It comes back.
Oh, it does come back.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not the description that she has.
Yeah, because last session he said that that's how you were doing it, but that's not the way it was intended. You're limited to 1d6 words, save versus spell, to keep it in memory.
Okay. That was the description that Dio had.
Okay. Yeah.
But that means that you wouldn't necessarily have enough words to do what you just did. It could have been just a completely different variant somehow.
Sure, I guess they both came from Dio's spell.
Yeah. Maybe, I'm guessing he wasn't here. James probably wasn't here. That's probably what happened.
Yeah, Tommy was running.
Oh. Okay.
So do I roll the d6?
So he's probably reading my handwriting and trying to interpret it.
Am I supposed to roll the d6 before I pick the words? Or pick the words before I roll the d6?
Roll the d6 first. Because you wouldn't fail. So.
She casts spell. Okay. Oh, this has got to be short.
I got it. I'm good.
Spell.
My spell's back. Roll the 4.
Yeah. So it's limited to d6 words?
Yes.
You can memorize a 7th level spell and cast it and get one word and then you just don't get anything?
Spells.
No, you'll get something.
Well, you get I wish something. It's the I wish the hardest part.
Yeah, I wish doesn't count.
I wish spells. That is terrible. And then it's up to DM.
Okay, so anyways.
But to get one limited wish that you can use potentially...
Multiple times.
5 times? That's not terrible. 5 limited wishes, each with 1 to 6 words is
just because you don't like it doesn't mean
it's what wish is ever going to not have a terrible side effect under 3 words?
That is the only risk.
That's a big risk.
Okay.
You do crazy stuff all the time.
I got 4 words, and I said my spell's back, and I made my save.
Okay, so it comes back again, so now you have to do it again.
Now, does it have to be, I guess... It doesn't have to be like a spell or something if I'm gonna...
It basically mimics a spell.
Think about dispelling the water.
The best way to do it that it does not have a risk of being botched is if the thing that you're asking for can mimic a spell of a lower level. That's the parameter.
So if I just say dispel magic, then what? Ooh. That would be bad, right? It might do all magic.
It
might target you.
Can I dispel water?
Destroy water.
Yeah, sure.
But you wouldn't know where it's going to be destroyed. Also, you're going to have d6 words again, so you're going to need to roll how many words again.
No more 90% water.
Four words again. Okay.
Dispel this water?
That's something you could do.
Point at
you could wish somebody water. Healed.
Dispel floor water.
That's you could also wish somebody healed.
Your best shot
oh, there you
is
go.
To wish
dispel floor water.
Somebody who's if there's somebody that's significantly injured, wish them healed.
I'm pretty injured.
And then that's an easy one. Wish myself healed.
Okay,
and then roll a d4.
Okay, roll a d4.
Heal spell save first. Heal me.
Well,
to see if I keep it.
Right. Go ahead. It's fine.
Made it again.
Okay.
4 and 18, both times.
Heal me.
And then you need to roll a d4 to find out how many hit points you're down. Okay,
you're
so you're 3 off
max.
And the spell comes back again.
Roll another
d6.
How many words
do
you have?
So we're
going to
end badly.
She doesn't know you're hurt. You ran away.
I
can't see you.
I was very hurt at the start of this fight.
I haven't seen you in a long time.
I've been hurt.
Six words.
Dead in a gutter.
I've been hurt for 8 months.
Ooh, 6 words. You can say a lot.
Destroy the water in this room. Destroy the water on
personally,
the
can you ignore? To ask a woman, there's certain words you ignore.
Limit yourself to six words. It's like
minor prepositions.
Prepositions.
Yeah. Like the
articles. Those are articles.
Articles. Those are articles. Yes.
Destroy magic water.
Is it Russian
love when they're angry? She's not a man of
time. Is it Russian love when they're angry?
How risky is that? I'll do it. It'll be fine.
I mean, you're chaotic good, right? There you go.
Well,
you
destroy magic water in this room.
Okay.
Did you get five?
I mean,
six words. That is 6 words.
That is 6 words. Is only 4 words.
And I failed the save that time by one.
That was my step again.
Okay, so the water around you in around a 20-foot radius like that is destroyed down to zero. The rest of it then fills in, so it is at a much lower level overall in the room, but it did not destroy all the water in the room. It just goes, it's all gone, and then it goes, whoosh, and it rushes in. So the whole room is at a lower level, but it was gone from around you for a second.
Okay.
At least she didn't grow a second head.
Got all your hit points back, all your spells back, and
took the water level down.
Yeah, took the water level down.
Yeah, well, that was very effective.
Okay.
While picking my words, I was thinking, how many ways could he interpret to do this differently? And not get what I was asking for.
How much of a monkey's paw is this?
Okay,
the more you try and
all right, that was in two.
The wish.
We're in one. We're at the end of the round. Okay, so that's three rounds for her.
Yeah.
All kinds of options, guys.
Okay, so we're going to use this side of the board over here.
It's cock.
Should I wish back on my stuff?
So we're going to do the whole rolling.
I didn't think about that, but I could have done Lorelei's spells back.
I think that.
So realize this is not part of that.
Back to her. I don't want to.
Insists you have a low spell save.
What?
So that if you roll a one, you can wish for nothing and make your spell save and get your spell back and try it again.
Yeah. I mean, my spell save is pretty good. It's a six. That's not super good, but.
Hey, Dad.
Yeah.
I have listed under my cloak of displacement that the +4 bonus applies to saves as well as AC. Is that accurate?
That's usually true, but mind you, it's saves for things that displacement would help.
Okay.
So not like mental affecting, not paralysis,
but like fireball
target you or could miss you. That
my ring of protection helps so much. So my spell save is a six with my ring.
I wish blue.
Okay. That's in a completely different space that I can't see, right?
Correct. I wish my enemy was
not in the room behind me.
Correct.
Oh,
that was even bad.
No, he said, you guys don't see this. This is happening where we ran off to. Okay.
I wish cheese.
It's just like it has the beginning.
God,
his fate that just said all my 20s.
Yeah.
That guy.
We need to kill that over here.
There's one right here.
Like, you know the skin around the
pest?
Just crack it out of the shirt.
Yeah,
nothing is
better. It tastes like the skin that's around the pest. That's weird.
That's really
something. So it has like a hint of peanut butter flavor, but
nah.
Oh,
man.
I'm sure he's just sitting here munching away.
I like the shirt.
Okay,
I
just read on some shirt.
I gotta finish this
up. If only it would stop happening.
I think you could probably eat some peanuts. You might be a little happier even.
The good news is there's.
They're probably better for you.
Well, maybe not. I was gonna say there's more than just it there.
Is there a flavor to them? Or?
It's like everything.
The Aboleth train is.
Okay, so Ren, when you come to the mouth of the room, so okay. The room goes like this. Okay, right here is water. Okay, and you can see that it's surging up, and this room is filled to 6-8 inches high, same as the other one was. Okay, mind you, you're on the ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what you see is it's 20 foot high, same as the hallway. So no like step up or down at the doorway.
Okay.
So you're probably still a little bit in the hallway when you can actually see. You see Millie is here. She is surrounded essentially by three, and there's a wall behind her. Okay. And all three of them are attacking her, and then you see the Aboleth here, and the Aboleth also is attacking, and it has the long tentacles, and it's striking at Millie. And basically all she is doing is dodging. She's not even trying to attack back. They have her surrounded, essentially.
We have her surrounded.
Okay. And then we'll start a new round. You have initiative. Roll initiative.
I start 4. Okay. So I'm going to roll a new one.
You can roll a new one.
I start 5.
Only a little better.
Unless you want me to roll a new one.
I don't think you keep going.
I think you're good now. You can roll a new one next round.
I don't think you get to keep going.
There's a cool power for you. I get to reroll initiatives until I'm satisfied, or until the game master gets bored.
Or you just have the card like you do in Munchkin for a loaded die.
So the distance between you and this line of monsters is 50 feet plus your 20 feet up on this line. So
you're also casting
like six limited range on old monster.
Half an inch per level.
What do we know about
here
this thing?
Here you would be in range.
No. What do we know about this thing?
Is it every mage, like a 2-mile radius, gets like
They're very powerful. Its abilities are reaching from down here to miles around the keep. So
I wish for 5 more.
That's about what you know. In other words, you would expect its saving throw to be very good, but
they also hold 3 8s in a row.
This is a dragon / high level 20. Demon level creature.
I wish for unlimited cheese.
Just trying to debate it. Starting off with old monster.
There's an SCP that does that.
I can always roll a 1.
That might kill me.
It's like
I wish for a thing
the nuclear option not a great chance of succeeding, but if it does, you're done. Semi done.
It's like, what else do I do? I could probably get over it.
Endless wine.
Stab it.
Whatever you do, you got to react fairly quickly because she's in trouble.
Make a hole.
You know she can dodge. She's not going to dodge. She's getting 2, 4, 6 plus the Abel is probably in the neighborhood of 10 to 12 attacks around.
But whole monster also. What's most likely to hit her? It's the Abel, isn't it?
Probably, yeah. That's much better chance.
It might just have a.
Stay tuned for more Lomunian adventures.